The election results. The results of the general election held on December 12, 2019 was a massive win for Johnson's Conservatives. They emerged with 365 seats compared to the Labour Party's 203. It was the worst result for the Labour Party since before World War II. The Conservatives saw a net gain of 49 seats, while the Labour Party lost 60, losing many in previously traditional Labour strongholds in the North and Midlands of England. The Conservatives only increased their share of the vote by 1.2% over the 2017 election, which had been considered a disaster for then Conservative Prime Minister Theresa May. But the Labour Party share of the vote fell by 7.8%. The Liberal Democratic Party won 11.5% of the vote, increasing their share by 4.2%, yet only won 11 seats. Relatively small swings in voter support can result in dramatic changes to the number of seats won or lost because of the first-past-the-post system used to decide winners in UK general elections. Under this system, the candidate with the most votes in each of the 650 constituencies wins the seat. So, if your party's supporters are widely distributed across many constituencies, as Liberal Democratic voters tend to be, it is difficult to win seats. The collapse in Labour support was the most notable feature of the 2019 election. The reasons for this, according to polling done after the election, were the personal unpopularity of Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour Party's ambivalent stance on Brexit, and a lack of trust in the Labour Party's ability to manage the economy. Johnson sought to turn the election into a vote on the single issue of Brexit, constantly repeating the mantra, "Get Brexit done." The Labour Party sought a more general debate on the Conservative Party's record in government since 2010. However, they were unable to overcome the doubts about Jeremy Corbyn's leadership and the party's lack of clear direction on Brexit. The party finally decided to back a second referendum on EU membership, but Corbyn said he would remain neutral in that referendum, apparently refusing to support his own party's policy. The Labour Party now faces a period of soul-searching and will set about replacing Jeremy Corbyn as leader in the spring of 2020. How they move on from the disaster of the 2019 election will determine the extent to which the party will be able to offer effective opposition to the Conservatives. Following a similarly disastrous electoral performance in 1983, the Labour Party remained out of government until 1997. If the party is to avoid a similar fate this time, they will have to seriously reflect on why they did so badly in December 2019. Brexit was clearly a key issue for many voters, and there was much discussion before the election on what the effect of so-called tactical voting would be on the outcome. Tactical voting refers to the practice of voting for whoever has the best chance of defeating the person you do not support, rather than simply voting for your favourite candidate. So, Brexit supporters were encouraged to vote for candidates that had the best chance of defeating Remain supporting candidates and vice versa for Remain supporters. Overall, it seems that Remain supporting candidates gained over 50% of the vote, but that pro-Remain parties were not effective in concentrating the Remain vote on single candidates who might have been best placed to defeat pro-Brexit candidates in many constituencies. For example, Labour Party candidates running in constituencies where the Liberal Democrats might have been well placed meant that the Remain support was split between the two parties, preventing either from winning. In contrast, the main pro-Brexit parties, the Conservatives and the Brexit Party, reached an informal agreement under which the Brexit Party did not run candidates in constituencies where splitting the pro-Brexit vote between them and the Conservatives might allow a Remain-supporting candidate to win. As a result, pro-Brexit voters usually had only one candidate to choose from, giving that candidate the best chance to win. Tactical voting in the 2019 election benefited the pro-Brexit parties more than the Remain-supporting parties.